It's official. Congressman Don Young has won the Republican primary for Alaska's lone U.S. House seat. His opponent, Lieutenant Governor Sean Parnell, conceded today. The Division of Elections also certified the primary results today. Yesterday, the Division of Elections released the final numbers after counting absentee and question ballots 3 weeks after Alaskans went to the polls. Young beat Parnell by just 304 votes in a race where nearly 106,000 ballots were cast. Parnell could have asked for a recount at state expense because the race was so tight. He was not available for comment today, but in a written statement he says if he thought something wrong or inappropriate had happened during the election tally, he would have called for a recount. But he says he has a high degree of confidence in the Division of Election staff and so will not spend public funds on a recount. Young says he's encouraged that Parnell conceded.
I'm pleased that there's no recount. Sean Parnell, my opponent, was a gentleman and conceded. And to me, that's a good stroke of business. Shows there's a little bit of class there, and that makes me very, very excited.
And Young says despite his narrow margin over Parnell, he's counting the victory as a clear win.
Well, I feel good. You know, I figured I won it election night as close as it was. I was very confident we'd win when we started this race. Many people were not. And we decided that we were going to run very hard, in which we did.
But the hard running is not over. Young now faces Democrat Ethan Berkowitz in the November general election. Berkowitz says he is also moving ahead with a full campaign schedule.
We're proceeding through to the general election. We're working as hard as we can, and we're going to do everything we can to win. And that means talking about the issues and changing, affecting the kind of change Alaskans need in Washington.
Berkowitz says he didn't design a different campaign strategy based on whether he would be facing Parnell or Young in the general election.
I've run this campaign from the beginning that it was going to be about the vision I had for the state, the values I had, and the places we wanted to go, not about the opponent I was facing. Because if we want to change Washington, we've got to change it based on who we are, not based on who our opponents are.
Young and Berkowitz will face off in 4 debates. The first is hosted by the AARP on October 6th.